Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, what you doing, man? What you doing, man? Hey, you know what I got? This time, I need the computer right now, man.
What's up?
Yeah, it's about to be 6 o'clock, man. Ryan Network about to be on, man.
What?
Ryan Network on bangoutradio.com. You ain't heard about it?
What's up?
Damn, son. You really tripping right
now. I'll get out of work.
Roll up something right quick, man. Roll up something nice, man. Write that drink out the fridge for your boy, man. We about to get
started.
Yeah, man, they play the hottest and independent artists, man. Hip hop, R&B, man, whatever, man. They get in.
Hey, welcome to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. I am your boy, Supreme.
And your co-host, Jay Payton. What's happening, everybody?
Yeah, what's good with y'all out there in radio land, internet, web land, and all that, man? Man, what's good with you, Jay, man?
Ooh, just hot.
Hot.
Hot Monday.
Man, you ain't never lie, man. It's so hot out here, man. Water, I put a pot of water outside, man. It's boiling right now. I got hard-boiled eggs right now.
For real.
It's going hard out here. It's a heat wave.
Yeah, it's Monday, man. Like, you know, I work in the office, so it's like, you know, you got people that come in that just smells like straight air, like dirty air.
Oh, yeah.
And then they want to have attitudes, and it's like, man, I ain't even trying to hear it.
Yeah, see, you all up in the luxury of the office and whatnot. You're good right now. People come in, you all relaxing and everything. About
yeah,
how you doing this shit. Niggas looking at you like, why you so mad? I mean, why you so happy and everything? They come
yeah,
in.
For real. Got that nice cool air.
Yeah, that heat make you want to gangbang, man. It make you
yeah, for real. What's up?
You know, so it is what it is, man. So, man. So what's up, man? Well, man, question of the day. The crazy thing is we're doing reverse Monday today, man.
Yeah.
We don't have no question of the day. The question of the day is you, the listeners, ask us any question you want to. We mean anything.
Anything. So, don't matter.
No matter. You know what I'm saying? So call us up. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on the Facebook or hit us up on the line at 661-621-7559. Once again, 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? Call in. Make your voice heard. You know, where it goes down at and everything like that. So, Jay, what's new with you, man? You know, the Pars is coming up soon.
Oh, yeah. On the 5th, once again, it's supposed to be some real good comedians. I'm probably going to be the best one.
little sidebar.
You got to keep that confidence, you know
what
I'm
saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? Yours is like, you know what I'm saying? It's not being cocky because you got a reason, you know what I'm saying? You actually just a funny dude, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, good looking, man, you know what I'm saying? Because some days I don't feel funny, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, man, so far we got, you know, I got this little Paris thing coming up. I'm actually working on another music parody to that Nicki Minaj did it on him. I'm doing sharted on him. And for y'all that don't know what sharted means, that means when you fart a little bit and you doodle on yourself a little bit, just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So don't act like no stunt never did that. I know you have. All right,
man. Yeah. We all have a little accidents, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
sometimes you think it's not going to be that, and then you just got to rush to that bathroom. You feel me? So, man,
exactly.
We all have accidents, but, man, you didn't have to put me on blast, though.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I can't be in this alone.
Yeah, man, I feel you brought me in it, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is.
I actually had a little altercation, though, that I wanted to talk about a little bit. A little altercation. For all y'all that don't know, you know what I'm saying, I lease apartments pretty much, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, one of the people that live here decided to try to get gangster on me, you know what I mean? My whole thing was, why would you get crazy on a dude that has access to your whole stuff? I'm not saying that I'm going to do anything now. I'm just saying.
Why
would you get into it with a dude that has keys to your stuff? I'm just
you gotta be smarter, y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess we can just think about that.
Yeah, man. Y'all got anything? Man, come in. That's what we want to hear, man. Comment, you know what I'm saying? You already know the question of the day. You know what I'm saying? Call us up, ask us anything you want to. And we want to hear your opinion on Jay's situation. Like, that is my opinion on that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why would you do that? You gotta know your enemies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta know who you're fighting. That's the first half of the battle.
Yeah, and the cold part about it is, you know what I'm saying, I'm real cool with everybody. I don't try to throw my weight around. I don't try to do all that. I just let you know, hey, man, you messing up in this area. You know, pick it up. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, man. People is what they is. You know what I'm saying? You can't do too much about it, man. Man, but we're going to get into one of these hot joints. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start it off with a world premiere. You know what I'm saying? From the from a bang out, you know what I'm saying? From a bang out family, you know what I'm saying? Lyric King, you know what I'm saying? Holla at this girl, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a world premiere to bang out, but it's a world premiere to grind, Grind Network, which we all want the same. So, you know, here's your girl, Lyric, My Chick Bad, right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. My chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Look, all these dudes claim they foreign, they the piper. Still ain't met a nigga that can motherfucking swipe her. Treat it like a Facebook post, they really like her. She's a boss, big team bossy, you can't wipe her. Getting my stack on, Trident, layers. You don't like me, that's great, cause I love haters. Lyrically quick, stand back, you in my radar. I leave it solid black like the motherfucking Raiders. Yes, I'm a writer, I don't freestyle. Steam, if you calling me whack, use a lying ass trick. My flow so cold, these bitches rocking purple lips, and they suck on my tracks like my bars glued in.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baby, baby, danger. My chick bad, baby, baby, danger. My chick bad, baby, baby, danger. My chick bad, baby, baby, danger.
Verse 2, cause I ain't done yet. Bitches turn the oven up, cause I ain't done yet. I'm only half baked, so imagine when I finish. I'll throw these bars and stuff them in the closet, linen. Give your girls a permanent work, dinner. These hoes acting like they got injections, flipping. After I spit, they be flipping, dimming. I'm a hustle like Missy, but I ain't crimping. Stuck up with it, but I'm never constipated. Shit on merch, everybody, I contemplate it. Bitch, I'll take your head. Motherfucking
plated.
Eat your brain for dinner, you're a
baby, I curated. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baby, baby, danger. My chick bad, baby, baby, danger. My chick bad, baby, baby, danger. My chick bad, baby, baby,
danger. Once again, folks, it's Lyric Malone. Now, everybody knows that I'm the shout-out queen, so let me get my little shout-outs in right now. You know, shout-out to C-A-L-I, as always. Shout-out to Bang Out Radio, because y'all already know what the fuck it is, you know. Shout-out to Team Bossy, you know, Bossy Chick. What it do? Shout-out to Jamar, since you in it.
By my side, no matter the situation, she always down to ride. See everything I want, man, see everything I dream. Fulfill my every need mentally and physically. Take me to another level intellectually. Her honey roasted complexion is close to perfection. Get lost for days when I look in the brown ass. The only thing celebrated in the mouth is the sun. Run across some prototypes, but I know that she the one. Love the way her mouth curves when she speak her words. Love how she rock her hips from left to right when she walk. Like the moon in the sky, she like my way through the dark. She always open and willing to play a part. The only thing she really wants from me is my heart. Hindsight is 2020, so I stay in forethought. Keep my eyes on the future, making the present my past. Her mind is the canvas, her body is the easel. I'll do anything in this world I can to please you. But let me stop, keep sweating, sounding like I'm begging. I'm just trying to let you know, I think we're compatible. I would give up anything, just to give you everything. You were just simple and comfortable, you sensual and sensible. I intellect in the second 70s, you haven't seen. Especially when I'm sexing it, treat her like a young. Yamaha. Get on top, I'm revving it. Since you scream, I'm loving it. Legs shake non-stop whenever I'm up in it. A pussy so good, got me fighting off busting quick. It's ill though, how I can show with the real no. My greatest enemy is usually my inner me. But with her, I feel no fears and insecurities. You're the only chick in this world I think there is me.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Shout out to the boy September 6th, so addicted. Shout out to Lyric too, you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't know she do all our graphics and whatnot, and she a hot artist, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Lyric King, hit us up, girl.
Yeah, definitely. She went in on there.
She did, man. She was going hard, man. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, man.
So did you check out the BET Awards, man?
You know what? I caught a lot of it. I didn't catch it all. I don't know what I was. I can't even remember what I was doing. But I did see. Let me see. I'm trying to think back. I can't even remember what I've seen.
Don't you hate that, man? I be doing that sometimes. I watch a whole movie and be like, damn, I don't remember nothing from that movie.
Yeah,
I can't even tell you nothing about it.
Hey, oh, you know what though? One thing I can say is Kevin Hart. When I was watching it, Kevin Hart was doing his thing.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he was doing his thing on there, man.
Yeah, I got to catch the replay of it, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm pretty sure Kevin do his thing. Man, he's usually funny 9 out of 10 times I see him.
Yeah. He was definitely, you know, because a lot of hosts, you know, they get on there, and, you know, you just know they're going to be the hottest thing on there, the funniest thing, but it just, you know, half the time it never turns out like that, you know?
Yeah. Shout out to Kevin Hart, man. We need you for an interview, man.
I know, man.
You ain't through Hollywood, man. You know what I'm saying? Come holla at us, man, over here on the interweb.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. My girl's a big Kevin Hart fan, so I'm going to send her on a mission to go get Kevin Hart, get him for an interview. You know what I'm saying? Kevin, we looking for you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We're coming after you.
Better.
You know what I'm saying? So, man. But, yeah, man, I guess the big thing was that, you know what I'm saying, they messed up the award on
I was reading
with Drake and Rihanna. It was like a three-way mess up. I don't know what. That was a big fumble right there.
Yeah. I was reading a little bit about it. I think the actual winner was Chris Brown or something.
Yeah, and they tried to give it to Rihanna.
They did that on purpose. Now that I think about it, I do remember. Young actor or artist, whatever, it was Will Smith Jaden Smith and Willow Smith, and they were a tie. And I'm like, man, this was fixed. I don't know, that was kind of fixed to me. They were like, you know, we can't have either one of them win, so we're just going to make them win together.
Really,
you know?
Some of them awards, they had to be fixed. Cause, like,
they had to be.
You know, say, like, that one, there's not that many too good child actors, at least black child actors.
Yeah.
And, like, the hip-hop one, the female hip one, is not that many female hip-hop artists that's out right now, you know what I'm saying? So Nicki Minaj took it 2 years in a row.
Hey, matter of fact, her, too. She'd get on there, I wasn't expecting to win this, but I guess everybody took it to where she was like, you know, like, no, I didn't know I was going to win this. I'm just saying this.
Yeah.
I mean, congratulations to all the winners and whatnot, but I still think, honestly, Jaden Smith, I think he should have won that one. There shouldn't have been no tie.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my opinion, though.
Hey, man. Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Can't get them all right, you know what I'm saying? So tell us what y'all think about the, you know what I'm saying, BET Awards, whatever you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind. Make your voice heard. Hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook. You already know the names and whatnot and everything like that. You already know the question of the day. Y'all asking the question of the day. Who, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ask us whatever you want to ask us, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, bank codes,
whatever.
You.
You know what I'm saying? We got to answer, you know what I'm saying?
So we got to.
Y'all call
it's
us
part
up.
Of the agreement.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We under contract now, answer.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all hit us up, you know what I'm saying? 661-621-7559, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in and whatnot and everything and such and such, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get back into these hot tracks right now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we might get into these tracks.
Yeah, we might.
Hey, so we're going to keep it going right now. So, y'all are going into tracks? Or we ain't going to? Hey, make up your mind.
If we can talk about this little law right here in Louisiana.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to the music, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into these dumb laws, you know what I'm saying? Why we looking and everything and what's not.
Man,
because y'all know we do a lot of traveling and whatnot. We do, we go different places and whatnot. So you know,
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this one?
Yeah, man. What's up with Louisiana? Because I got some folks down there. All
right. It is a $500 fine to instruct a pizza delivery man to deliver a pizza to your friend without them knowing.
Wow. So ain't no prank. I would be mad at that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, who sent me pizza?
That's a big fine.
That's a big fine. Pizza's what? Cost like $20.
Wow. So, wait a minute, though. So what if I paid for the pizza and still sent it to him, though? You know what I mean?
See, they didn't clarify that. But, I mean, I don't know. People usually don't. If they send a prank, they ain't trying to pay for it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
Like, look at him so good. I'm going to pay for his pizza. Eat it.
It's
good. But what? Yeah. I didn't put the extra cheese on it. You know what I'm saying?
Never going to know.
He's going to be so PO'd.
PO'd? Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Man. Let me see.
That's crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Let's see. Oh, we got one more. We got another one.
Tell us, was it Louisiana?
Let's see, same, let me see, Louisiana. Let's see, rituals. Okay, rituals that involve the ingestion of blood, urine, or fecal matter are not allowed.
Wow.
I would hope not.
I would hope not.
Shit.
Yeah, that's very disgusting, man. Like,
ritual?
What ritual would you have to drink? All of them. I mean, hopefully you don't have to drink all of them at once. That would be a deadly cocktail right there, but...
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know why you would even go with any of them, you know, because that's nasty.
That's disgusting. You know, they got it to where... And I heard in one of these little junior highs, they have it to where if you want to join this clique, you got to actually ingest sperm, period blood. I'm sorry if this is too nasty for some of you. What is it? Oh, I think that's it. And it's called like a cherry swirl or some shit like that. How you gonna get a nastiest shit a good name?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm more shocked off, that they would do that to get in the clique, or that you know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, hey, you know, I was just happy that I knew I didn't go to that school. So.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's nasty, though. And they know what it is, though. That's
yeah,
the cold
that, thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like they bring it out and look like a strawberry shake or something. They see a mix in it. Yeah, that's just, that's too much. You know what I'm saying? So I hope they don't go to school in Louisiana, because that is, you will get put in jail, you feel me?
Yeah.
But on that note, you know what I'm saying, let's get into... some of these hot, you know what I'm saying, these blazing hot artists, you know what I'm saying?
Who got next?
You know what I'm saying? We got the boy Cadillac.
Oh, Cadillac. We interviewed him last week, right?
Yeah, Cadillac Junior, like you know what I'm saying, like a drummer, you know what I'm saying, right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
it's that. And it's my team. We smell a little thing. The magic must say, yeah, I'm like a phantom. The magic gets you going. And I go with that motion. The light's so sure. I'm waiting for the ocean. I know what you're cooking, girl. You want me to speed it up. If you put it in your butt, and then you beat it up. Ass up, please.
Radio.com. That's the girl KOS. Cold as ice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Joint, you feel me?
I like that little sample, too.
Oh, yeah. That was going hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to go in on that one. You know what I'm saying? Females are spitting out there. Shout out to the female MCs out there. You know, Grind Network got you. You know what I'm saying? If anybody got you. Because we got a host of, you know what I mean? Our hosts are female MCs, too, as well. You know, LA, Drina, Marley B. You know what I'm saying? Topaz or Shay, they all doing their musical thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And they doing it well out there. So shout out to the Bang Out team. Lyric, excuse me, too, you know
what
I'm saying? She doing her thing. Yeah, everybody doing their thing out there, you feel me? So we about to, you know what I'm saying, get into the, hit these phone lines, you know what I'm saying?
Let's see
what they say
now.
There, Grind Nation. So call it 5221, you on the grind. Call it 5221, you on the grind. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get back to them, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying, we're doing a role reversal today, man. Question of the day is that, question of the day is y'all asking the question of the day. Anything you want to, you guys, myself or Jay Payton.
Alert.
Absolutely anything. No holds bar, you know what I'm saying? So hit us up at 661-621-7559. Man, Jay, man.
Yo.
You was a caller, man. What would you ask us?
Huh. Well, for you, I'll probably ask, I'll probably ask you what the hell you be sipping on every time we be on a race.
Oh, man, you know, just some little tea and, you know what I'm saying, a little hot toddy or something, you know what I'm saying?
Hot toddy, I don't know what that is. Gotta keep the throat clear,
you know what I'm saying?
All the molecules
and build up and enzymes and whatnot,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, gotta clear it out.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, somebody told me I sound like I'm congested all the time, so I don't know. I might need to go that route myself.
Let's get some herbal tea, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're like, man, you be talking out your nose or something? Like,
yeah. I'd be like, nah, I'm about to be fucking putting my foot in your ass. You know what I'm saying? We could be talking that, you know what I'm saying, if you want to talk about something.
Yeah, hey, how often are you on YouTube?
I mean, every other day or something like that when I feel the urge.
Yeah, okay, I'm on there all the time, every day, looking up, like, just crazy videos, you know. I don't know, I got this weird thing where I like seeing people get hurt. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me cringe, but then I'm like, dang, I know that hurt, but it was tight.
Yeah, I like to see people get slapped a couple times, you know what I'm saying, fall off a bike or two.
Yeah.
You know, something like
you know
that.
There's this video. I'm pretty sure pretty much almost everybody have seen this one. This one is nobody's really getting hurt or anything, but this one is actually called Baraka Flock of Flame, and it's by this comedian named James Davis. If you guys out there get a chance, you know, look him up YouTube, type in Baraka Flock of Flame, head of state. It's a pretty funny little video right there. You know,
he's
pretty much impersonating Barack Obama, of course. But dude look like him, and, you know, he's doing a parody to that Heart in the Pain. So y'all should check that out if y'all ever get a chance.
Yeah, it's a very funny video, very funny. We're going to see if we can get some audio in a minute or something.
Audio, huh? Good idea.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to see if we get that in a minute. But it is classic, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't seen it, dude really do look like Obama. He ain't talking like him and everything, and he really
hits
hard.
Yeah, for real. Got about 2 million views right now. I was actually in the process of trying to, you know, it was so funny because I was actually trying to go out to that video shoot, and I'm like, man, you know, I couldn't make it or whatnot. Next, you know what I'm saying? You just see it everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
You know, people. And guess what? You know, Waka Flocka actually commented on that video. He said that pretty much the dude that's doing the video is making all black people look bad, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Him and his mama was talking. So
Waka Flocka said that?
yeah. The same dude who didn't know what geometry was or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever that.
Yeah, Waka Flocka said somebody making black people. I'm not even getting into that. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other can of worms. You know, shout out to Waka.
Shout out to Waka. You know, you always got to say that when you talk about somebody.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Waka.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing out there. We cannot, you know what I'm saying, hate on his hustle. You know, however you make your money. Some people sell drugs. Some people sell knowledge.
However you get it, man.
But like we said, man, y'all can call us up, hit us up, tell us about anything you want to hear, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's on your mind, man, call us up, make your voice heard, you know. Just, you can tell us anything, man, ask us anything. It's your time today, man. We doing this this week. We might, you know what I'm saying?
This is rare.
This is rare. Y'all can ask us anything, and we won't do nothing about it.
Yeah, it's not like we could. know, unless it's one of y'all that we actually know personally. So, you know, keep that in mind. We know you. You call up here asking dumb stuff. Just know that you're going to get hands put on you.
We'll send the goon squad over there to you. You feel me? Yeah, so it is what it is. You know, we getting it up here, man. So, man, I know, man, you ain't been out in that heat all day, man. You been in that nice, cool office, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know what? Every time that I even had to, like you know, I got to go check the mail. I got to run outside to go do something right quick. I was trying to hurry up and get right back in that office, man. I ain't going to lie. Too hot, man.
Same, man. They should have, like, they should just put a big old tree right there on the mountain. Like, a big old shade tree, because that's what
we need. Like, you don't, like, it's so hot. It's just, like, you don't want to do nothing. Like, man, I'm going to check my mail. You step outside. It's like, you know, I can wait till later tonight for that.
I'll check it at 9.
Yeah, probably
9
o'clock, huh?
Yeah, y'all go out at 10. Yeah, man, it's hot out here, man,
all
in these streets, man.
Yes, sir. Too hot.
And
you over here drinking tea.
Yeah, man. But it helps out, though, man. It really does. Huh? If anybody out there doing music or anything like that, you about to get behind a mic and everything to clear out your throat, man. Just drink some hot tea, you know what I'm saying? And such and such.
Yo, we got to, you know who we got to have call back in here sometime?
Who?
Fred Berry. We got to get him back in here.
Gotta get Barry back over here on the line, man. What are gonna do, man? Let's go on a hunt for Barry, man. Let me get on this here and tell him hit me up, man. Hit us up right here. You know what I'm saying? As well, y'all can hit us too up at 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? Or hit us up on the Facebook and whatnot. Let's get into some jams, man.
Let's
get into one of these Blazing Joints, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into Getting Got It by the girl Lady Cam right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Lady Cam. They say damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I swag in a body like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If the roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the foe, try knock me down. Won't pull my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck. Demand respect, you don't, you won't be found. Ha, divas and we crazy like. Ballin' and we lady like. If we get in education, don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name is Lady Cam and you gon' be my face tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Trying to get my steak tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't, get out the way. Say, I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Haters inspire me, a queen of my craft. I should empower me. Talk behind my back. What? Now you desire me. Funny how people change when you get the lottery. No need to sign a lot. They still gon' follow me. Try to get you on a song and now you wanna bother me. L-A-D-Y-C to the A-M. Won't you look me in the eye to see if I'm playing? You worry about tricking and fame. I'm trying to get published and paid. Put some of them tricks in my name and put a few cats in the game. Cause what y'all talking is lame and why y'all walking the same. I rep the women who got it with or without a man. And rep them fellas who got it and who be getting the change. I'm not as think as you drunk, I am, baby, I am insane. See, I pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't, get out the way. Say, I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time
to it, all the people get excited.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? That was this girl, Lady Cam, man. She out there getting it. I was feeling that, man.
I had got up to go do something right quick. I had to sit back down. Like, hold up.
that dude make you listen, man. She did make you pay attention. Yeah, shout out to Lady Cam, man. Give us a call, man. Getting it in up here on Grind Network. You know, we're showing love to everybody and whatnot. But, you know what I'm saying? We got some callers on the line, man. We're about to and them, see what's on their mind and whatnot. Yeah, see what they talking about. Caller 5769, you on the grind?
Yeah, always. Man, I'm just checking y'all out, man. I just got turned on to it, man. I'm liking y'all little flow. What kind of movement y'all got going on?
Oh, man, we got the independent movement we got going on, man. We support all type of independent artists, whatever you doing, hip-hop, R&B, pop, country, you know what I'm saying? Spoken poetry, everything. Comedians. Actors, you know what I'm saying? We support anybody that's on that grind, you feel me?
Okay, I like that. I got a little homeboy, man, I'm going to turn on to this here, man. You know, he flow real well. You know, me personally, I'm off in the spoken words forms and I write books. You know, I'm just introducing urban novel, my debut novel. It's called The Game of Lies.
Okay.
You know, I just got a little grind on out here, too. You know how
it goes. Man, got to. What's your name, man? And where you calling from?
D-Hunter, man, Florida.
Florida in the building,
Florida.
Man.
I can hear it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to our folks in Florida, man.
Man.
Our boy Big Cheese out there doing his thing and everything, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Florida got some hustlers out there. Y'all doing it, man. Yeah, so you do the spoken word and everything?
Off top, I fit one next, right?
Yeah, man. Drop something.
Okay. We living in these last days and time. Righteously divine, spiritually inclined. For the script to read, by any means, I gotta get mine. Can't stop the hustle, it's time to grind. Can't stop the muscle, it's time to shine. Now, I'm a ghetto prophet, be all about that street knowledge. I was raised in streets college. For the projects, I was raised back to that street college. Nearly lost my mind trying to master the struggle. Hit the block and pitch, had to learn to juggle. Broads called a cat, growing, they learned to love me. Got locked up and no one was thinking of me. Did my time like solitaire, I was all alone. Hit the sticks, caught the brick, and I kicked the stone. They told me Tucker Tor, this ain't nice, so I had to get it. They told me Sean John, this ain't nice, so I got to fit it. In this life we live in, we always strive. Hey, sitting in the passenger seat, so I'm always striving. Now I'm searching for a better way, but I bump my head on the same wall. Backtrack my steps and repeat into the same fall. I thought with destiny to call, but that ain't how it works. I thought I'd get positive up this time, but that ain't how it works. Same two words, both has different meanings. Steaming, trying to recoup all my losses, but I'm tired of seeing mama crying. They said thin line, so I settled again for a lot of crime. Told the judge, this all I know, so you can't expect no better. They had enough nerve to tell my daughter I loved them jailhouse love. She said, Dad, you said you love. I said, I love. She said, then why you took your stuff away? I said, baby girl, you know how it is. I was just trying to make a way. I was just trying to make my face. Excuses. Anyways, now I'm all angry inside. You ask, I'm going to say I'm doing fine, but I'm filled with TNT. Don't trigger. Please don't cross that line. Please don't cross that line. Don't know situations in life have to turn violent, but you did catch my meaning. I'm leaving dumbfounded for a moment of silence. Just think about it.
Man, that was hard, man. That was real right there, man. That shit got you thinking. That got me thinking right there.
Yeah, for real.
That's what I do. I try to promote the type of stuff that's going to make me think, you know, trying to, you know, switch over to a positive life, you know, trying to step up out of the talk, you know.
Yeah, man, I see that.
We all a part of the struggle, you know what I'm saying, and that's where I was birthed from, you know. That's where I was born from, the struggle, you know what I'm saying. I got a lot of heartache, bad things throughout the years, my tribulation, you know what I'm saying. I'm just trying to move forward and move past, you know what I'm saying. And I'm trying to promote anybody, you know what I'm saying, that's doing the right thing, you know, because I got, I got my struggle, I got my grind. Y'all do too, man. I'm respecting y'all grind, man. I like the little music y'all got going, man. A lot of little independent artists, huh?
Oh, yeah. We support all independent artists, man. Don't matter where you from, what you do, man, what you do on the side of all this. You doing something with your life. You out there grinding. You ain't sitting on your ass. We messing with you. You feel me? That's what we about right now. That's what the Grind Network is about. That's what Bang Out Radio is about.
Definitely.
Right. That's what's up, man. Y'all keep the positive, man. Keep moving. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, definitely, man. We definitely going to connect, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to have to sit down, you know what I'm saying, and talk about some things, man, because I feel your style, man.
How I can get up with you directly?
Directly, man, I'm going to call you.
Facebook?
No, I got a Facebook, Steady Grinding.
Facebook. Yo, all right, either that, man. Just you got my number, man. Just hit me up, man.
Yeah, man, we got your contacts, and I'm gonna hit you up, give you a call.
All right,
man.
Let's see if he has some work on it somewhere.
Appreciate you showing love, man.
All right, bless.
All right. Oh man, that's what it is, man. We're getting that Florida love out there. Shout out to my folks out there in Florida.
Yeah,
Big
man.
D, man, they out there doing their thing.
Had me over here thinking.
Yeah, man, that was some. He got off though. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could picture exactly what he was saying.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but we got to get back into these phone lines. Caller 3206, you on the grind?
What's good? It's your girl Amanda Bacon G.
Hey.
What's good?
What's happening?
Sexy Saturdays in the building from 12 to 2.
Oh, yeah, getting in, Bang Out Radio family, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check that out. All you R&B heads out there, the independent hip-hop is a little too much for you. We slowing it down on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. I'm going to have to crash in there, man. I've been slacking.
Me and your girl, Erica Marie, we're doing it real big on Saturdays from 12 to 2, playing nothing but R&B and having some hot discussions, hot topics today.
For sure. What sort of topics you guys be talking about?
Man, last week, if you missed it, we were talking about the haters. And our first show, we were talking about sex with the ex you did. If you do it, you know
right.
What I mean? So we were having some juicy topics going on, and there's more to come. So if you missed our previous show, don't forget to go back to bangoutradio.com and listen to our archives and keep a lookout for the following weekend. We're going to have a special guest, you know, a special interview once again. Last week we had Unique. He was an R&B singer. And if you missed that one, like I said, go back to bangoutradio.com and listen to the archives on our previous show. It was live. It was so live. Our discussion about the haters was live as well. We had some pretty good feedback. Callers called back. So love.
Oh, yeah, that's a way good look. Shout out to Unique, you know what I'm saying? Hot R&B artists out there putting it in. So what you got coming up, Baby Drew?
Man, I got a hot summer joint coming out. I'm really known, like I said, right now as far as being an R&B singer, but I was actually known for being a rapper, you know, first and foremost. So I'm bringing the rap game back. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see your girl, Baby G, come back with the rap. And I got a new summer jam coming out with Semi Auto Denali and your girl, Erica Marie. It's going to be hot. It's a summer jam. Like I said, it's a summer track, something for you to dance to, something for you to bang out to, and we're going to have a good time with it.
Oh, yeah, that's a real good look right there, man. You know you got to drop that when you get that. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
When it's hot off the press, make sure you stop by.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm going to show love and, you know, definitely support your girl on the new music tip and definitely support your girl on the show, Sexy Saturdays. And we're going to do it bang out. We're doing it big.
Bang out. Ain't no other way, man. Got no choice but to bang out on
it.
It's the only way. It's our new way of life.
The new way.
New era.
Convert or die. No, I'm just playing. Not that serious.
Not that serious. I ain't going to go that far, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it's
going. Baby G, I'm going to have to crash. Oh, man. I'm going to have to crash into this Saturday.
Yeah. What's that you say, James?
No, I said I'm gonna have to crash a little party on Saturday, man. I'm gonna definitely. I've been slacking.
Man,
I haven't had a chance to call
in.
It
is a party. I mean, if you haven't heard of
it,
man,
I've heard about you.
Like they said on Jersey Shore, we a party in the glass. We definitely a party in the glass. You dig?
I heard the first show was like live, like, you know what I'm saying? It didn't even seem like it was the first show.
Man, I know everybody was saying that, and much love to all the callers that called in and you know, gave the support and love and everything. Like, it really didn't even feel like it was the first show, but it was.
Yeah.
And that's just how cool we are, especially how comfortable we are with our fans and then discussing the topics and everything. We keep it real live and we keep it real. That's all we do. And
we treat our
fans like they are friends, you dig? So, like I said, we women and we doing it big. We bosses.
Yeah.
She bosses. Shout out to all the she bosses out there, Topaz and them and everything. It's such.
A lot of
And we was having like a party line, party discussion. You dig? It was Topaz, Lachey, it was L.A. Jarena, we had Marley B. Everybody was a whole bunch. Dang off family always showing us love, you know. And we were just doing it real live.
Yeah.
So you got to do it, though.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
We getting ready for the party bus, you dig? We getting ready for this Vegas trip, so that's going to be live in itself. If you haven't heard about it, get us your girl Topaz Lachey. I mean, she only got a couple spots left, man. I mean, in a couple, you know, weeks. I mean, we damn near filled up the whole bus, you dig? And it's going to be so live.
Yeah. Seats are limited. If y'all didn't hear about it, we have the Bang Out Party Bus going all the way to Vegas, you know what I'm saying, July 8th. So, you know, get in where you fit in. Holla at the girl Topaz Lachey. You already know her on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It will be a live event. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. I mean, the whole Bang Out family is going to be there, and we're going to get it in. So that's all we can do. You know what I'm saying? But Baby G, tell people where else they can find you at.
Man, you can hit me up, Amanda Baby G, off of Facebook. You can hit me up on Amanda Baby G off of Reverb Nation, MySpace. I'm on all social networks. If you are an artist, you want to collab, get at me. Hit me up on my email. Also, all the R&B artists out there that want to get their music heard on my show, go ahead and send your music to sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And just hit me up. I'm down for the collaboration. I'm down to sing. I'm down to rap, do whatever. It's just love. It's a Bang Out love.
Yeah, it got to be. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it in, man. Bang Out. So if y'all didn't know, Sexy Saturdays every Saturday from 12 to 2. You know what I'm saying? Blazing all the hottest R&B. So all you R&B artists out there, independent R&Bs, your music will be heard. You know what I'm saying? So hit Amanda up over there at Sexy Saturdays at Gmail. And we're going to get it in, man. With Baby G, we appreciate you calling in, showing love, that Bang Out love. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, always, always. And definitely go ahead and hit up my girl, my co-host, Erica Maria, as well, off of Facebook. She's going to come up with a reputation as well real soon. She's working on some new music as well. She's featured on a couple of my tracks. And this is going to be real good. It's a real good thing right now. Positive movement. That's all we can do is give a positive feedback and positive movement. And that we just promoting positivity, you dig?
That's all we can do, man. That's all we're getting out here. Bang Out, man.
Let her know to call in, too.
Let Erica Marino to call in.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I'll let her know.
All right.
But we appreciate you calling in. Matt
love to the person doing it on Bang Out. You know what I'm saying? I know we a gang of bosses right now. Even the dudes gang of bosses. You feel me? Y'all ain't left out.
Oh, man.
Oh.
We over here in the corner.
Yeah, for real.
I know. I mean, the females are taking over right now for Bang Out. But you know what? Y'all doing your thing, too. So much love to y'all. And keep up the good work and keep doing what you do.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah, good looking out. The same to you. Hello?
All right. Much love, y'all. I'm out.
All right. Talk to you later. Talk to you Saturday.
That's what it is, man. We got the Bang Out family showing love, man. That's what it is. Shout out to all our Bang Out family, you know what I'm saying? Topaz, L.A., Drina, Marley B, you know what I'm saying? Lyric, everybody out there in the Bang Out family. Erica Marie, you know what I'm saying? Sexy Saturdays, Amanda Baby G. We getting it in, man. It's a whole network of us, man.
That's a grip.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I just realized that, too. We usually only do this on Bang Out. Bang Out.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. We around a whole bunch of women all the time.
You know how that is.
It's a good look. Shout out to the ladies that's out there doing it, man. Y'all doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? We got a lady on our show doing her thing too.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got our team too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lady Grinding herself.
Lady Grinding, what's happening? You gotta call in.
Yeah, you gotta call in, man. Show love. You know what I'm saying? Show love where love is given, you feel me? But we about to get back into these hot joints. What you laughing over there for, man?
I feel like I need to laugh right now.
Yeah, man, we got to get a good one at it, man. That's all we got to do. Check that up, man. But we about to get into one of these hot joints right now. We're going to get into Hitman. I just want to shout out to Hitman Boss Gang, you know what I'm saying? HR Double, man. Call in, call up, hit your boy up, man. I see y'all out there, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Right here, I just won it. Right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Every day I wake up and hope that he's listening, praying for a blessing. forgive me for my sinning. I just hope to God that I'm finally forgiven. Yeah, and I got a little shout. Every day I'm late, can't just hope that he's listening. Praying for a blessing, forgive me for my sinning. I just hope to God that I'm finally forgiven. Yeah, my mama keep me grounded every day. Tell me how to live, even taught me the way to pray. And if I don't get right, I guess that's when I stray. The devil say attacking, steady playing games. At times I feel restless when things never change. And I'm steady confessing every time I fornicate. Cause sex is a weapon I use to never use protection. Till I got hit with the business like a man with a cane. Hit the clinic with two pills, a shot for the pain. Got caught slipping like I done failed, all in the rain. Hope and pray to God, I'm just seeking some change. I'm tired of living worthy, I just hope you hear my pain. And I try to talk to God every day awake. I just hope that he's listening. Praying for a blessing, forgiving for my sinning. I just hope to God that I'm finally forgiven. Yeah, and I try to talk to God every day awake. I just hope that he's listening. Praying for a blessing, forgiving for my sinning. I just hope to God that I'm finally forgiven. Yeah.
BangOutRadio.com.
Oh, whoa, man. Yo, hey, I've been waiting to say this for a long time. All right, I got one. Well, it's not really a law. Someone got arrested. I think it was today or yesterday. What happened was an Ohio woman was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct after she sprayed sheriff's deputies with breast milk as they tried to remove her from a vehicle.
Wow.
So I'm just sitting there thinking, like, wow. She was really, like, trying to shoot him, but just with breast milk.
And they arrested her? I don't know.
It was an altercation. It was already an altercation, and then I guess she locked herself in the car.
Yeah.
And when they attempted to get her out, I guess she just whipped it out and started spraying them.
I ain't gonna lie, I would have liked to see that.
You know what? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Call it what you want.
I'll probably catch you with my mouth like,
I wouldn't go that far, but but I would have liked to see that. That would have been a good video, man. Hopefully that's on YouTube somewhere floating around.
Man,
people go crazy when they get arrested, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's too hot. What did I tell you? It's hot.
People out there losing their mind. She over there full of milk and everything like that, and y'all trying to mess with that lady, that mother. Who going to feed that baby now?
Man.
That's what they need to be asking. Who going to feed that baby? Well, I hope she ain't feeding the baby drunk.
Maybe get a little extra little something in his milk, huh?
Yeah, a little extra something, little, you know what I'm saying? He drinking hot toddies over there now. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. Man, but Jay, man, let's get in these calls, man. These phone lines, man, they hitting us up over here. We love when y'all make y'all voice heard and hit us up and whatnot. Call it 9853. You on the grind?
What's up with it, man? It's Richard Spinks, HR Double, nigga. What's cracking?
Shut up, Spinks.
Hey, man. That I just want to hit, man. That shit sounds horrible, dude. This sounds all fucking distorted and shit.
Yeah,
I was sitting there listening
to
it like. Yeah, that shit sounds horrible, dog. I was just listening to it like. As soon as I clicked on, I just heard it. I'm like, what the fuck? And I hear it, I'm like, nigga, that's me. Like, oh, hell no. Nah. I got to get you a better copy of something, man.
You know what I'm saying? We got that quick copy, man. The super quick copy.
That shit sounds horrible, though. I got to get you another copy of something. Hey, but that dude you just played after that, man, that shit was hot, man. Who is that?
Oh, Jay Gaines, man. Talk to God.
Jay. Oh, for real?
Yeah, man.
That's pretty hot, man.
Yeah,
it's like some old, like a old hip hop flavor, man. I like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just like his old message, his delivery on the thing, man. He really bringing it, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't just like on I'm banging out here.
Yeah.
I got money and everything. He talking about some real life scenarios people go through.
Yeah, that shit was hot though. I was paying attention to that. I was like, oh, this nigga, his delivery was on point and everything, man.
Yeah. Yeah, who's on, man? Yeah, super romantic. Yeah, so what's good with you, man? What's new with you, man? I heard you was in the studio, man, getting it in.
I mean, you know, you ain't doing nothing, putting out them fucking bangers, though, homie. I gotta mix it down and stuff so it'd be right. Finna go ahead and drop that. Finna do something tomorrow. Got this new dude, man, I met through Unique. It's this cat called his name is Josh, homie. I don't know what he call himself. But, you know, as far as, like, his singing, nigga, he sounds a little hesitant on the mic when he's singing. I don't know what it is, but his harmony is on fucking point.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm going to take him in the studio tomorrow and see if I could bring something out of him. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Got to dig deep.
You know, his harmony is on point, though, man. I ain't heard a singer that could harmonize with their voice in a minute, and that nigga gets off.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I mean, that's just, like you say, man. People working with new, you know what I'm saying? New artists connecting and whatnot. It's always a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but like the new ones I have for you next week, man. One called Emotions, you know. And I got a feature on there. I got a feature on there, man. You gonna like the feature though. You gonna like who's on that?
Special guest.
Yeah, gonna go crazy over who that is though. Trust you, boy. They gonna go crazy over who it is.
Then
another one I'm working on right now, man, is called Ha Ha Ha. You know, just a little clowning track.
Yeah.
And I'm matter of fact, I'll have that for you tomorrow night.
definitely send that stuff, man. We could probably get that on LA Dream and see what's up.
You know, I'll have that for you tomorrow night, bro. Trust me.
Oh yeah, man. Definitely send us that new music, man. You know we need it.
Yeah. Shout out to my nigga I-Rock, homie from H-I-Double. It's that nigga's birthday today.
Yeah,
I just got off the phone with that nigga. That nigga's out there putting up some play shit for the kids. I can understand it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta
do your daddy thing, man. Happy birthday,
I-Rock.
Like,
shout out to
I-Rock. Man, that's my
cousin, I'm like,
man.
What you doing? He's like, nigga, I'm in here measuring. I'm like, measuring what? He's like, oh, this little playhouse.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at you, man. Do that
Taylor,
shit.
Don't get them kids in an accident, man, trying to put up something, man. Gotta go call a professional and take it to Sears or something.
Use an instruction. God bless you, don't like using instructions.
Yeah, just don't
just make
look
sure
at the
that shit's folded down right, you know?
Right. I'll be looking at the picture.
Yeah, just don't look at the picture, man. Read them directions. That's what they're there for, man.
That's true.
Yeah. You know. You know
nah, I keep it 100 too. I look at the picture and be like, it's supposed to look like this.
Like, why
do
so
the same
watch
shit?
It?
You know?
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. But you were supposed to come through, though, do a couple drops, though, you know?
Oh, man, you know I got you, man. You know all I got
right,
you.
All
right. I got, you know, things, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get it in.
Yeah, man.
It's like crazy. I ain't done no drops in a minute, really, man. I in a super minute, man. I don't want to go into the studio and, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got cobwebs on me and everything. Like I ain't been in the studio in a minute, man. Man, I gotta begin the flow of things.
I was listening to that other stuff too, homie. I don't know if you remember that New Year's Eve, that long ass fucking 10-minute freestyle with everybody.
Oh yeah,
I was listening
man.
To that the other day. Hell yeah, nigga! I cut that shit off. I was dying off of that. Like, dang.
Oh man, that was a good night right there, man. Shout out to everybody that called it that. You know what I'm saying? New Year's, it was a good look, bringing in 0-11 big. You know, and look where we at right now on the radio.
Yeah, for real.
You know,
we did it big, man.
Doing it,
man. But hey, Spinks, man, we need that new music ASAP, man. We're gonna drop that exclusive next week and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So we need you. We need the interview. And we need everything.
Yeah, y'all gonna like the feature though. Trust me. Y'all gonna like that feature, homie.
Yeah. So stay tuned. You mean, stay for that special. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check out next week. We got an exclusive from Spinks with a special guest. You know what I'm saying? Bang out. You will love it. You feel me? So you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? But Spinks, man, we appreciate you calling in and whatnot. You always showing love, man.
All right, much love, man. Bang Out Radio, homie. They in there.
All right, we're in here, man. Good looking out, bro. Any shout-outs?
Man, just shout-out to the whole Bang Out Radio team, man. Y'all niggas doing y'all shit real big, and I can respect it. You know, other than that, it's H-I-Double all the way. You know what I'm saying? YG, Preem, Rock, homie. Let's get it in. You know,
Boss Gang. Boss Gang in the building, you know what I'm saying? You can't forget about JP, you know what I'm saying? He part of the Boss Gang.
I ain't forget about him. I'm trying to
get on some of them skits on there, man. When y'all trying to do some skits, man.
You can come on and shoot through. Matter of fact, man, we can get it done anytime, man. Trust me, we got tons of studios. got tons of studios. Everybody working on Pro Tools and shit. You swear up and down, it was Acid 7. Everybody got it. You know?
Talk, man.
So,
like, I got it on my phone. I got an app.
You know what I'm saying? So just hit me up because I'm in there tomorrow with Vito, homie. I'm gonna be in State Line Studio tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
out, some new tracks and shit.
Oh yeah.
So, and then after that, I'm trying to see what this dude Josh, what he trying to do. He got a couple beats. He do beats and everything too. Plus the nigga can sing. If anybody could use him, you know, they could put him on. Other than that, if you can't hit the studio with us, homie, you can always check out Vito, homie. That's his State Line Entertainment. Him, T.A., Wicked Wood, Anthrax, homie, and Charlie Cash. All them cats, homie, they running it.
Yeah, shout out to the boy Vito, man. We need you up here, man. Call in, man. Shoot an interview, send some tracks.
I told him to send in some tracks, man, the other day. He's just like, I always send in tracks. I was like, yeah, but you don't call in.
Yeah, you got to call in.
Yeah, you got to send in tracks. You got to call me and send the tracks, you know.
You know?
Yeah,
dude,
man.
No, shout out to my nigga MKD, too, homie, from the Drama Squad.
MKD, oh, yeah, they out there, man. I'm feeling him, too, man. He need to send us some more music, too, man.
Yeah, those niggas all the way out there in Virginia, homie. They on they, like, they pretty Ricky to the 10th power. They get off, though. They get off, though.
Yeah, they doing their thing, man. I'm feeling they joint. You know what I'm saying? It did bang, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But Sphinx, man, good looking out for calling in, you know what I'm saying? Getting it in real big, you know. Shout out to Hitman Boss Gang. You already know what we about, you know what I'm saying? We got new music coming next week right here on the Bang Out Fam, from the Bang Out family and whatnot.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying, man? So, man, good looking out for hitting us up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to get it in, man. Make sure you send them exclusives, man, as soon as you get them. You already know
I got you.
All right, then, y'all, man. We about to get into some more of these hot.
He said, "Pretty Ricky to the 10th power."
Pretty Ricky to the 10th power. I'm saying, though, man, they must be on that super crime.
For real.
Hey, what's that radio station again? You already know what it is.
Bang Out Radio.
Yeah.
Bang Out Radio.
What it is?
Bang Out Radio.
Oh. Ha.
Bang Out Radio.
What it is?
Bang Out Radio.
Network Monday.
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 Hey, welcome back. You know what I'm saying? You already know what that is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Jay Pay for that hot intro.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, I'm ready. Shout out to Big G for the inspiration. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Auto-Tune. Nah.
Auto-Tune, man. We got you out here, man. Y'all make it happen with us. You know what I'm saying? Taking it back to Teddy Riley days.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, y'all know what that means. You know what I'm saying? We play intro. We got 1 hour left, so call up. You know what I'm saying? Make your voice heard. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Let your voice be heard, you know? Call us and tell us what you want to hear. Call us, tell us who you feeling, how you feeling, what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Still feeling.
Do it.
Good. No, sorry. I didn't know how many more feelings to go to, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Man, you crazy. You encouraging that type of behavior, man. That's why I can't take it with you, man.
You already know, man. You already know.
Oh, man. But we about to get another one hot joint. J Monique, you over there. She represents Florida, too, over there from Epic Music. You know, shout out to Miss Tanya Cruz. You know what I'm saying? Our people out there in Florida, the Sunshine State. But we got J Monique filling you right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
This is a big one, bitch.
6 hours to do that. I'm not even lying.
Hey, but you did your thing on that one, man.
Yeah, good looking.
Yeah,
good looking.
I like that intro. I mean, it is what it is. I was like, look at him.
There's more to come.
But yeah, you already know I'm chilling out here in Vegas, Hot as Hell in Vegas. 702.
Oh, man. Y'all in that kitchen out there.
You shouldn't even be complaining over here, man.
I know. I mean, but shit, when it gets like when the sun is down, I mean, it's pretty cool though. But
man,
other than that,
there, man,
it's
still
hot as hell.
I heard you can cook an egg on a sidewalk.
No, I'm eating hot Cheetos, you guys. That's why I was stumbling on my words just now. You know what I'm saying? I'm eating Flamin' Hot Fries.
in the heat too, man. That's
Flamin' Hot Fries with some tea and some nothing but sun.
Uh-huh.
Y'all,
yes,
y'all, man, I don't know. I got a lot of respect for y'all. I can't do it.
Man. So, Topaz.
It is what it is.
What's up with you, though?
Oh, man. So many things going on. I got a lot of connects here out here in Vegas for the clubs. I mean, Bananas. All you indie artists that's from the 661 that want to come out to Vegas and perform, I got a couple spots for you, baby. Bang Out Radio is in the building. I mean, Bang Out Radio got a lot of avenues that we're going. We're about to do a Bang Out Radio live, of course. We're going to be out on the strip, you know what I'm saying, interviewing these cats live, you know.
It's going in.
It's going
to
be good.
Yeah, if y'all didn't know, we got the Vegas trip coming out, Bang Out Party Bus, you know what I'm saying, going down
yes.
on July 8th. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
be there.
Everybody, yeah, be there, be square. Bring them swimwears. I mean, we're going to hit the pool. You already know. Every casino out here in Vegas got a pool. You feel me? It's going down.
Yeah.
Pool party everywhere. You got the rehab. You got Dutch Friday. I mean, we're going to be all in there. We got Vanity. We're going to hit up Vanity, of course, or Pure Nightclub. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be off the chain. I mean, I'm going to be going to all these live events, of course, Bang Out Radio Live. I mean, it's bananas.
Yeah.
Summertime here, bananas.
Not just one, it's a bunch of bananas. Not them little cheap bananas. Chiquita bananas.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? This ain't no wheat bananas. No mashed up.
Yes,
bananas.
we got people from Florida, I understand, called in. Big shout out, man. He just contacted me on Facebook, of course, with his poetry. I mean, he's writing a book. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, shout out to people in Florida, man. They out there getting in, man. We got a lot of listeners out there in Florida. And you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of love for y'all out there, man. They staying up late listening to us. That's the crazy thing, man. So shout out to all of them out there.
Bang Out Radio. Everybody join the movement. Bang Out Radio. Team Bossy, Lady Bosses, baby. Man, the whole Bang Out Radio fam. Marley B, L.A. Trina. I mean, of course, Steady Grinding, Jay Payton, Amanda, Erica, Lyrics. I mean, Lady Grinding. I mean, we all grinding here on Bang Out Radio. Join the movement, baby.
We out here, baby. We like a gang out here, but you know what I'm saying? More positive.
Positive gang.
Yeah.
You're going too bright, homeboy.
Yes. Y'all know I have to show y'all some love. You know what I'm saying? Get back to y'all show. I'll be tuned in. I'm about to continue eating my hot fries because I was stumbling on my words trying to eat hot fries.
You know what I'm saying? Are we going to share with us?
I remember those days.
Hey, y'all want me to FedEx y'all some because I care.
Yeah, FedEx.
You said FedEx.
Shoot it, Arizona, too. UPS, you know what I'm saying? I got good credit with them.
Shoot it.
It is what it is. Grind Network, baby. Every Monday.
Getting it in, baby.
Tomorrow, Twisted Tuesday, Western Wednesday, Replay Thursday. Banging that fire Friday and sexy Saturdays, baby. We all in your ear. We blowing out y'all speakers. And this is your girl, Topaz, with Shay and I'm out.
Shout out to Topaz, man. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in, man. Bang Out Radio all week long. That's how we do it. 6 days a week, coming on 7. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up. Blowing up, like girl Topaz said, blowing out your eardrums. You feel me? But we about to get back into these phone lines, you know what I'm saying? Hit up the callers, 32-17, you're on the grind.
32-17,
you're on the grind, on live, bangoutradio.com, but we will come back to you. 5824, you on the grind.
What's happening?
Hey, what's up with it?
It's your boy,
Alright. Alright. Man, what's up, man? Happy birthday, man.
Good looking.
Hey, man. What's up, too, man? I heard you was over there being 10 to 2, man. Taylor.
Man, Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Man, I hope you ain't
doing that right now.
I heard you ain't trying to hurt them kids, man. You better be looking at them directions.
I'm putting up a little cage, but to lock them up.
Oh, man. I said that. They
ain't the rest of my birthday.
I got my little baby in the cage right now, man. She's over here going crazy. Man, what's up with you, though, man? Man, you know what I'm saying? Just up here, you know, doing our thing, man. What you been getting to for your birthday, man? I know you're about to go all the way in.
Man, I'm about to go all the way in, man. I'm just over here trying to just spend the day with my kids and the night with all me.
Oh, man, I definitely feel that, man. You going out tonight?
Wild out.
Going out tonight, are you, you know what I'm saying? About to hit the club. Oh, it's Monday, man. You can't even hit no clubs, man. Hit a nice little cap lounge. Nice little
You heard the strip clubs, right?
Yeah.
They don't close.
Yeah, at all. And they get 365, 366 in a leap year.
So, hey, what kind of gifts did you, if he didn't already ask you, what kind of gifts have you received so far?
Oh, man, I don't really like, if y'all don't know, I don't like to celebrate my birthday too much, but, so I don't really like gifts unless it's money.
You know
it's a
recession,
so people's pockets are thin nowadays.
Oh, I hear you. You know what? I'm total opposite. I'm taking any and everything. You got $10 food stamps on your EBT card. Shoot it. Man, I'm trying to catch something. I'll take whatever. Hey, my mom, she owe me a lot. So, you know what I'm saying?
He said, so I'm reimbursing from everybody. Taxing everybody.
I'm taking everything.
Man.
Oh, shoot, I can respect that.
Man. Got to, man.
You know?
Got to get everything.
Real quick, personal note, because my birthday is on the 26th of December, and then you got Christmas the 25th. So it's like I got cheated, you know what I'm saying? So I'm real bitter about that.
Oh yeah, so you get everything you want.
Okay, so I can understand that. I can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Like,
you try to play.
I'm like, man, like your birthday gift is your Christmas gift.
Yeah, he's the front end of the bike for Christmas, and then the front end and the back end for your birthday. I took that little nigga.
Oh man, that's
like they gonna tell you you got your gifts on Christmas, and you get your cake on your birthday.
Yeah, I ain't lying. Exactly.
That's crazy, man. So man, when we gonna get that new joint?
Oh man, I thought it was gonna be done today, but I wasn't finished. I give it to y'all Monday. So, but. It's done though.
Oh, man.
It's just gotta be
to
put together.
Yeah. Yeah, you know them editors and everything, you know what I'm saying? Them mixers, them lab rats, they gotta get it all the way perfect. All right.
Well, that's what's going down right now. But I'm gonna have another one coming soon, right after that one.
Oh yeah, man. We definitely need that exclusive, man. HR double, you know what I'm saying? That them Hitman Boss Gang exclusives and whatnot.
You already know. We
on. No, super on, man. All right, man, but you know what I'm saying? But, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. Happy birthday again, man. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Take a shot for your boy, man.
Yeah.
I will appreciate it.
Man, definitely, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to take a shot for the whole bang out. How about that?
Yeah,
oh,
for
man.
Sure.
We appreciate it.
I'm about to be loaded.
I know how he do, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
You take it out for the bang out and everybody else connected to bang out, man. You do it big, man. It's your birthday.
I'm just down the whole bottle and just say it is.
I don't doubt. I don't doubt that he would do that though.
You know what I'm saying? he is a thirsty fish. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying?
Man. For real.
Man, well, man, we appreciate you calling in. Make sure you send them tracks, man. You know we got you, man, on the hot exclusives.
All right, for sure. I got y'all.
All right, man. We appreciate it, man. Happy birthday again, too.
Good luck.
All right, man. Yeah, man, we about to get back into these phone lines. Got more callers on the line. They blowing us up, man. Caller 0187, you on the grind.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hey.
Bang out. I'm Phil. I got in this bitch. That's what I'm talking about. This Gigi.
Oh, that's what it is, Gigi. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Palmdale. I thought Marley B was in the joint.
Oh, now Marley B's on Wednesday, but we showing love to Marley B.
Oh, much love to Marley B and Bang Out Radio. I'm feeling y'all doing.
Oh, man, we appreciate it, man. Yeah, man, we support all independent artists. You do music?
No, I enjoy it, though.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. Yeah. We appreciate the love.
Yeah, I'm a part of the Glam Squad. You know, we there to make the entourage.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We can't do nothing with it. You are a big part of the team right there. You making sure everybody look good.
That's right. Y'all sounding good. Got it cracking. It been a few calls. I've been listening for a minute.
Oh,
yeah.
We appreciate the love.
Who sound better, though?
For real? You gonna put
who's
it
in
together?
Right, you know, he been drinking tea, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I understand he sounds better, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been drinking no herbal tea and nothing like that, so.
Okay, both of you guys sound like y'all some handsome individuals.
Oh, yeah.
You're crazy, man.
So tell me what's going on. Where the party at starting this weekend? What you guys planned?
Starting this weekend, man, the party is wherever you make it, man. We saving up all our partiness to the 8th. We're going to the Bang Out Party Bus, July 8th.
Okay, and where that's going? Where you start at? How you get the tickets?
We start at Lancaster City Park, and we're going all the way to Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and how you get tickets? Same day?
You can talk to the girl Topaz or Shay, you know what I'm saying? She got all the information for you and everything. But it's going to be a real good look. Shout out to Topaz. Yeah, we're going to be doing all types of, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be broadcasting live and whatnot, going to the hot spots and everything. And it's going to be a real good look. I you know what I'm saying? You're going to like that.
Well, I'm going to bring the strippers in because it sounds good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're definitely invited VIP. You feel me?
There we go. Yes. That's an automatic.
Yeah, so.
That's an automatic.
That's automatic. Okay, so who can I say gave me that invite?
Yeah, so tell me.
I know. Y'all know my name, but I don't know y'all.
Oh, tell them Supreme.
Supreme J. Payton.
Supreme and J. Payton sent you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see you in the back of the line. We're going to wave you on up. You know what I'm saying? You and your crew.
We
appreciate it. You got any shout outs? Hello?
All right.
You got any shout outs out there, Gigi? We still on? Oh, all right. Shout out to Gigi, though, out there. You know what I'm saying? Calling in, showing love. Shout out to Marley B. Yeah, man, she definitely, she cool with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my best friend right there.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Marley B. West Good Wednesdays, you know what I'm saying, from 5 to 7. She doing her thing out there, you know what I'm saying? Check out what she doing and everything every Wednesday and everything such and such, man. Hey, man, we've been getting a lot of callers and whatnot, man. So
yeah.
Hey, man, we shout out to all the callers out there, man. You know what I'm saying? We probably going to get into some of these hot joints in a minute, you know what I'm saying? And we're about to get into Rico, man. Shout out to Rico and then the whole fam out there. Rico, you need to hit us up, man. You feel me? We really feeling your style, man. You out there doing it for the R&B folks, man. Rico, lay your hair down. Right here on Grind Never Gonna Beg Out.
First of all.
Thank you. my shit, I do my shit, pop my solid, it'll pop my real. Don't worry about how I do what I does, just worry why your girl wanna give me a hug. And every time she see me when I'm up in the club, her and her home goes running trying to show me some love. Yeah. Don't worry about where a YG from, just worry why your head swing and I go dumb.
I'm off a couple of pills.
Your bitch, she wanna chill, so I'm heading to the dance floor to cop a couple pills, man. This shit is real, man. I'm from the bottom, but I brought miraculously like I'm Harlem Gold trotting. They wanna stop them, but they can't drop them. Now these niggas snitching like they acting for an Oscar. They hating on me, why? Because I'm problems. Your girl said I was, she told you when you called her. So don't stall her, just let her holler. I promise I won't leave her if she leaves my buyer collar.
Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. Nigga, I do my shit, don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. How I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my shot, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my shot, yeah, pop my wrist.
Bitch, I might be 5-star chillin' in a 5-star pack, eating 5-course dinner. It's a 5-star bitch, so I'm 5-star illin'. On a 5-star jet, call it 5-star lifting. I only smoke the best, 5-star drifting. The little red Corvette, 5-star dipping. Fly, and I bet I don't fuck with buses. Now, baby girl got ass like a cutlass. Now, make her back it up and dump it. Tonight, Marley D on the track, I does this. Shout out to my rallies and my cousins.
What up, y'all?
You say shitting on them, yeah, get stuck. Motherfuckers, get your shoe game up, your whip game up,
your whip game up,
your hustle strong,
your
then holla at
strongest.
You feel me?
Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. Nigga, I do my shit, don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. How I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my solid, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my solid, yeah, pop my wrist. Don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, nigga, I do my shit, don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. How I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my solid, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my solid, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy.
Trip, don't trip. Hey,
oh,
welcome
yeah.
back to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com, man. I'm feeling that joint. Man,
oh, yeah,
shout
definitely.
Out to Jeree, you know what I'm saying? That's Don't Trip by Jeree, Marley B, and 500, you know what I'm saying? That's a hot one right there.
Oh,
I
yeah.
caught myself toe-tapping myself to that, talking about Don't Trip, man. Just,
yeah.
You know, man. Yeah, we really can't trip off the BS or shit.
For real,
and such. You know what I'm saying? But we got another special caller online, you know what I'm saying? We got the girl, the one and only.
Uh-oh.
West Good Wednesdays, Marley
Uh-oh.
B.
Uh-oh. Marley B.
Hello. I'm laughing because, you know, Jay has said, because, you know, I post some on my Facebook, like.
I'm laughing already. Go ahead, my bad.
Into my boys, Grind Network on Bang Out Radio, you feel me? I'm like, yeah, you know, they rep the G's and the Gents. So, of course, you know. The homegirl like, oh, you know, that's Ty, G's and Gents. So, of course, I say, I don't know which one is which. And Jay Payton, of course, says he's the one that's sexy. I'm all confused. I was the sexy show host. I thought I was the one.
Jay, he's trying to take the spot, man.
He
y'all
just
crazy.
Took my radio drop.
On the slide, look, I'm on the low over there. Like, hey, who sound better? Hey, I'm just playing though, man.
He just
pulled
my little
product
with little drop.
That's dirty.
Jay trying to tear us apart, man. But it's all good.
I have to call in because you know I have to give everybody a shout out. You know, so shout out to everybody. Love everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody that called in for me. You know. That was my dog that called in, because I called him bits and pieces of that. That called in like this before we went to, okay, for sure. Shout out, I know you listening, my nigga, so.
Yeah.
Nigga, call me. You calling in to the radio station and shit, call me.
Yeah, you need to be called first. You're going to be calling
him. We supposed to be collabing. We're supposed to be collabing and finishing up one of my songs, and you calling the radio. I see what you got time to do. Tune in to Bang Out Radio. Long as you tune in to Bang Out, I guess you're all right. Let you fly
today. You
got
to cut the pass for that, man. Cut the pass.
Yeah,
got to
pass.
Man, so I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, where they could find me. You know, your fans that's tuning in to Grind Network. Everybody out there can find me on Reverb Nation. They can find me on Facebook, Twitter. I still have a MySpace, but you won't find me there. So don't come
yeah, I think everybody got it on MySpace Island. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Don't nobody deal with it or be on it. You know, that's
man, but I remember
know,
the good old days. Man, remember the good old days? Just one social networking site. You know what I'm saying? Just go there and everything.
Man,
now you
now
have
everything.
They about to shut
now
it down next year.
Okay, they said that about they was going to shut it down on March 15th, which happened to be my birthday this year, and they didn't do that.
Pisces in the building.
You know
they didn't
saying?
Do that. Yeah, Pisces in the building. They didn't do that.
Uh-oh.
But, big shout-out to Topaz Lachey. I heard her. How the hell can you eat hot chips? Girl, it's hot. Think about it, Chip. Girl, you is a strong black woman.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I need
Shout out to my baby Topaz.
Yeah, but she out there getting.
But...
Oh yeah, I know you're going to the bus.
Get up, y'all. Make sure right now today. Today's day is the 27th. We are getting up out of here on the 8th. Y'all get up, get out, and get something right now.
Real talk, man. It's gonna be live.
Because you know, if you got a job, then you got like a payday or two less. And if you don't got a job, but you got a special job, you know,
you gotta hustle.
You got your little hustle on. Then make sure you've got 10 days to get your hustle on. $100 a day, bruh, you in the money. Let's go to Vegas.
Because it's
going I'm stupid. You know what I'm saying? I'm stupid. But let me drop something on y'all real quick so I could go because a lot of people want to collab with me. And they think I rap, which I do. I do kick a little rhyme. But I don't really, you know what I'm saying, I don't really put forth a foot for that. I love, you know, rapping. Hip-hop is my heart, but R&B is my soul, you know?
Yeah,
so,
man.
I kind of dig that. Oh, y'all want to?
Oh,
they say, okay.
Oh, yeah, we ready.
Okay. I heard it's the bomb, and you got it going on. Give me some of your passion, baby. You got me dripping wet from the way you make me sweat. Give me some of your full passion, baby. Oh, oh.
Man.
I know his birthday was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Park, man. But shout out to you, man. That what? Look,
yeah,
look,
for real.
There, man. Acapella
on.
Who's
singing that to me? Hey, let me shut up before I get somebody, before I get in trouble. I'm going to stop saying shit.
He's stupid. He's about to stop saying shit. You know, I'm a little rusty today. I ain't been on the mic in a couple of days, but y'all know I still have to.
Oh, you
can't. Yeah, y'all
trust
me.
It don't sound like it at all.
Oh,
you out there doing your thing, man.
Thank you. So any collabs out there, you know what I'm saying, besides all the homies that already hit me up, just let me know. I'm lining them up now so I can start, you know, kicking these mixtapes out like hotcakes. So, you know, sticking out so far from Hollywood, you know.
Already, you already know we can do some of them drops, you know what I'm saying, get us up there, get some drops. My boy Jake can put some skits on there.
Oh, yeah.
I could do skits, too. I could do all kind of accents. I'm not going to do them now.
I'm gonna get them out later.
I'm not gonna do them now, but you know, I got accents. I can role play, you know. Y'all, I'm just leave y'all with that.
I'm gonna find that out later.
Be quiet. You supposed to be quiet.
I wanna hear
this ain't Sexy Saturday.
Man, I can't help it, man. All right, yeah, let me say that for something.
Say that for Sexy Saturday.
Oh, damn, I'm about to get
I'll be calling in on there too.
Y'all crazy, man.
And I love calling into my fellow Bang Out Radio host shows. They shows always be cracked, man.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Always. So, like I said, I will see y'all on the party bus. Any freaky or perverted people that plan on coming on the party bus, because you know, y'all just think it's about to be that type of party. It is. So make sure you come prepared.
Hey, she threw me off because I was just about to say something.
I love y'all. Right. Goodbye.
All right. Oh, man, shout out to Marley B, man. West Good Wednesdays for Father's Day every Wednesday, man. She crazy. She a wolf out there.
She threw me off because I was so about to say something after she said it. I thought she was going to say don't come or something, but she got me. She threw me off.
I was like, man, I guess
that's rare, too.
You know what I'm saying? I guess we ain't invited and whatnot.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, let's get back into these caller lines, man. Caller 981. Man, I'm all tongue-tied right now. 7819, you're on the groin.
781.
Hey, what's up with you?
It's your girl, L.A. Drina. You know what I'm saying?
L.A. Drina.
How y'all doing?
What's happening?
What's good with you, Drina?
Man, so I'm listening to the show. I'm listening to my girl Marley B blowing acapella with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm out in Lancaster with it today. You know what I'm saying? Doing some braids. You know what I'm saying? For my homegirl. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just tuning into the show. You know, loving what I'm hearing. Y'all got a nice show going on today. It's hot as hell out here as usual. You know, I'm ready to see y'all on the party bus. You know. Me and my little crew, we will be there, too, on the party bus, you know, doing our things, you know what I'm saying? So y'all get ready for that. Get ready to have it live and action in Vegas with it, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all ready, you know, because I'm going to shoot a video while I'm out there, too.
Are you shooting a video on the bus?
Well, once we get to Vegas, I got my video crew and everything. They're going to be set up out there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they going to be right there, you know, when it goes down, you feel me? So I'm going to definitely be ready for that, you know what I'm saying, that whole little thing, jumping off, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to shoot me some videos on the strip with it, you know what I'm saying, and try to get it in with this pool party, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, we definitely up in there, man. You know, we're going
to
be
I'm trying to be up in that. Yo, I just need, like, 3 seconds of FaceTime. That's it.
There you go. That's all in one little cameo. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all already know. Y'all the Bang Out family, so y'all do more than a cameo. Y'all just all up in there like swimwear. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, I'm working on me two hot singles for this summer, you know. Everybody, they used to hear my mixtape shit, but I finally found the right beat to accommodate me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Toy and Spark Productions, you feel me? They doing their thing over there, and I got some hot fire joints that I'm gonna be giving to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna show a lot of versatility in my artistry, you know, because I know everybody used to me with my gangster rap, but I'm about to come off with some cupcake music for that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, where? LA Drina?
Coming with the cupcake music. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do it. I'm about to do a 360 on that ass one time. Everybody always expecting me to come with some gangster shit, but I'm about to come with some fire-ass cupcake music, too. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I got these two joints I'm working on, and then I got this this down-south merger that I'm about to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down, you know?
Merger? That sounds
big. Oh, yeah. I'm working with a few folks that's out there in Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? A couple of the Brit Squad niggas, you know what I'm saying, out there. And out there doing their motherfucking thing in ATL, you know what I'm saying? So, Drina about to get on, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, in L.A., it's on like Donkey Kong, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just wanted to come through and show y'all my love, of course, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, have your listeners to tune in to Twisted Tuesday, because I'm going to have a fire show set up for tomorrow. I'm going to have the infamous B-Man scheduled to be on my show as an interview guest. You know what I'm saying? So if everybody just wondering who B-Man is, I'd like to tell everybody who B-Man is, you know what I'm saying? And we all get some of that music out there with it, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we might have some big time promotions as well on the show, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna be doing it right now on Bang Out Radio. Then, you know, y'all got to tune in to Westfield Wednesdays, you know, coming up. You know, Marley B, I'm sure she got something nice planned for Westfield Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we play Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to be coming with the Culture Coach MC Movement Friday Takeover Special, where I'm going to have a party with my female MCs from Coast to Coast with it. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing kids from South Carolina. We got a kid that's going to be calling in by the name of Miss Law that's really pushing the movement real hard out there in she's doing her thing in Missouri with it, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm going to have my whole roster of West Coast kids, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be calling in, doing their thing on that show. So, you know what I'm saying? Be looking out for that. You know, of course, Sexy Saturday, hey, but guess what? I'm going to have a song that qualifies to be on Sexy Saturday, too.
Yes, you switching it up? You going to do some vocals, too?
One of my singles going to be on Sexy Saturdays with it. I'm about to shoot out some R&B shit, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what?
I'm about to get it in with that. You know what I'm saying? So we about to do it right here. Bang Out Radio. That's what it is, you know. Love you guys.
We getting it all directions, you know what I'm saying? That's how we doing it on all levels, you feel me? Hey, but L.A. Dre, I wanted to ask you a question.
What's up?
Yeah, about the awards last night. What did you think about the hip hop the female hip hop category?
I think that category was whack. You know what I'm saying? That's why I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to really bring the movement to a whole nother arena. It wasn't enough people in the category. The people that was in there, I salute them kids, but they don't necessarily qualify to be in that category. Yep, I'm saying it right here on Bang Out Radio. Them chicks don't all qualify to be in that category. You know, Diamond, she's been doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? She qualifies to be in that category, but I think they had Master P's daughter in the category, you know. She probably getting a buzz on the local arena down south, but she ain't really moving units out here on the west with it, you know, and she ain't going nowhere to New York with it. So the way I see it, I see her as an indie artist like everybody else, and if she qualifies to be in the category, I can line up about 100 females that I know off the top of the dome that could really eat up that category right now, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the category is not large enough. I do respect BET for bringing that category back, you know, for the female MC, because at first it wasn't even no category with that, you know, and I think Lil' Kim should have been in the damn category because that Black Friday killed all that shit off, you feel me? So that's just my own opinion because, you know, I don't always have the popular, you know, opinion that everybody else expressed, but you know, Black Friday, you know, Lil Kim did her shit with that, you know, and she should have been in the category too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, that's what it is. I mean, I was hoping you was gonna ask me what I thought about the whole idea that the West Coast, you know, only had a minute and 30 seconds on the award show to express a memorial for Nate Dogg and M-Bone, because I really thought that was very appalling, you know what I'm saying? And BET needs to be more universal with their platform that they're displaying for regional music. They're only locally supporting the Southern rappers, which everybody know I'm a supporter of all rappers, you know, in the whole hip-hop arena. But, you know, when it comes down to it, they don't show the West enough love. But guess what? They keep having all their award shows at. Right on the West Coast with it, you feel me?
And
I know that's not a popular thing to say right here, but that's just how I feel about that too, you know what I'm saying? I think if y'all gonna come to our town and have an award show, y'all need to at least give us more than a minute, you know what I'm saying? That's the same thing they did with Cali Swag District last year. They came on with the teaching how to judge. Okay, we know the 7 people, they do the judge down there too, but it was their goddamn song. And what was that other song that they came with, like Rocky Hips and all that, they had a whole damn chorus, they had a motherfucking marching band coming down the aisle. I know that teaching how to judge song was big enough for them to have a motherfucking explosive scene, you know what I'm saying, for the show, and they didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
even
20 seconds to, I mean, they couldn't even give us 20 seconds to say, you know, a memorial about the little guy. They didn't even mention him more than what they did to introduce him, Cap, you feel me? And I think that's just wrong, you know? So, you know, BET, they going to keep doing their thing. Of course, people ain't going to always agree because they trying to get on BET. I'm trying to get on there, too, but, I mean, it's only fair, you know what I'm saying, that we create a platform for all artists coast to coast, you know what I'm saying? North, west, south, whatever you have, you know what I'm saying? If they're getting a buzz in their town, if they're selling the records, then why not put them on the award show? I know Snoop Dogg sold enough for them to have put in a minute and 30 seconds, you feel me?
But what it is, we don't have them West Coast leaders. I mean, we only people we got out that's big right now is Snoop, you know what I'm saying, in the game, and they trying to, like, now, I'm not going to say blackball them, but you know what I'm saying? They not giving the recognition they need, you know what I'm saying? Like,
why
you know,
do you think that is? Why do you think that Snoop is the biggest thing on the West Coast?
I mean, Snoop, he messed with everybody. Snoop, he's, you know what I'm saying? He's West Coast, but he's also universal. You can put Snoop in anything, and he was selling. Snoop is the only person in the game that could be himself. Like, the only gangbanging rapper that stayed the same and everything from when he first started and still making money to this day, you know what I'm saying? And that's not for no reason, because Snoop, you know what I'm saying, he know how to handle people. I think people just scared of the whole West Coast factor, too, you know what I'm saying, for what we was doing in the 90s. When Suge Knight was in the game, he was muscling people, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of things people didn't know about, you know what I'm saying? They had a whole gangster mentality, for real, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just on records, and I think the industry is scared of that, you know what I'm saying? They still scared of that after so long.
Yeah, you know what I think, you know, that's why it's up to the artists on the West Coast to really change that. That's just a whole topic for another show, you know what I'm saying? Because the West Coast, you know, we have some lyrical MCs out there. We even got the Afrocentric one.
Drina. One minute. We're going to bring Marley B and Topaz back into the conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hello, Marley Topaz?
What's up, guy?
Hey, what's up?
What's up with it?
Hey, what's
good? It's crazy because I was looking at the categories as well. And the female hip-hop category, I was just tripping off of it because it was like, you know, two people in a category I had never really even heard of in my whole life. And I'm like, it's not that she ain't talented, but it's a couple of people I know personally that I would have rather saw be there, not exactly replacing Diamond, but at least as Diamond competition or Diamond as their competition. Because, I mean, that was just, to me, kind of ridiculous. But I can't keep a negative point on that because we didn't even have a category, you know, so they just kind of hurried up and threw us a category in there because the category had died and all that duality. And then I don't appreciate how Trina was not in there. Trina or Kim not even be in the category? I mean, I know we don't have a – I mean, come on now, you know what I'm saying? That don't make sense. And then, too – yeah, I'm talking. And then, too – how is Jaden and Willow going to win like they twins?
Ain't no exact same amount of Americans
and people in this world voted for them kids together. I didn't vote for their ass.
I'm not trying to be mean.
I love them. They adorable. Like, they're so cute. But, shit, I didn't vote for y'all.
Nah, that's what I was saying earlier.
Like, they ain't that cute.
What did they think the world was going? What did they think that Jaden and Willow was going to go home crying if one get an award? Hello, my mom and dad is still in Jada. I can give a fuck. My mom is fucking Willow.
That means
what's wrong with Jada Pinkett? Shit. Like, why would they care, you know? But that's how the world is turning right now. It's retarded as hell. It ain't revolving at all. It's just spinning.
They need to have more people that's actually researching the categories, you know, because, I mean, yeah, they can throw something together, but they're making too much money to just throw something together. You feel me? And
they threw something together like Roxy threw that outfit on. That's what they did.
She was up there looking like Selena.
That's what she was looking like.
I was like, Roxy, Selena?
Selena is up there. I mean, shit, I don't like Roxy. She a homewrecker. That's a whole nother show. Like Dream will say, it's another show. She a homewrecker. I don't like her. But that's how BET get down. It is. Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? Of course. Look at how, so they give Wayne and them pretty much the same amount of time they didn't gave the West Coast. Like, damn, y'all not trying to show nobody no love except for, you know, the Willows, like.
Did y'all check out how Lil Wayne was throwing a tantrum because he said something about, well, I was just going to go back to my trailer because I didn't think that I was going to win anything, you know what I mean? But you're winning anyway because your artists are winning, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what? Wayne, I don't even want to talk about Wayne. He's a whining ass nigga. He like LeBron James of rap. I don't have time for his problems. You might be real good at what you do, my nigga, but that attitude is like shit. Real talk.
Yeah, he's real good at reading papers.
Like a blessing because anytime you be able to come out of jail and still appear and still be, coming out of jail, it ain't easy for artists to do that. A lot of artists can't even bounce back from coming out of jail, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of artists can't even bounce back from their own first album or their first single.
Let alone bounce back when you get out of jail. Like, damn, you such an ungrateful bastard. But what can you expect from a Martian? Like, Young Money, I'm going to talk about that on my show. I don't like how they kept making those slight mistakes with Young Money as they was receiving their awards. They really embarrassed Nicki, you know what I'm saying? I didn't like that. When they was announcing their award, they was messing up like, oh, she won, bet she did better than the rest, like trying to, you know, and Nicki, she's kind of a humble person. She's not as cocky and, you know, crazy as her alter ego. So I personally didn't like that.
Yeah.
Her outfit was on point, I'm going to say that. But I didn't feel how they kind of, you know, made her kind of feel self-conscious up there after, if y'all look at it again, they kind of messed up on purpose, and then the crowd kept on, you know, kind of egging it on a little bit. But it wasn't. They did Drake the same way when Drake won over Chris Brown, and I think it was like Usher or something. They kind of, you know, the girl made, Chris Brown and Rihanna. The girl made a mistake, but she was only reading what was given to her. It was a joke, you know, and I could tell she's not an actor. The girl who announced it, she's just, you know, a regular somebody that won something. So she didn't even know, but everybody else caught on to that. And I didn't like that. That was a setup and that type of shit. Y'all wasting money on that type of shit.
Yeah, I think BET really dropped the ball on this one, you know what I'm saying?
Except for Kevin Hart,
he was the shit. Yeah, I think that was the best part of the show. Kevin Hart, shout out to Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Hart did his stuff, man. For real.
They got the host right on.
He was clowning when he got on Rick Ross. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah. He said,
The Real Husbands of Hollywood. That shit right there was funny as fuck.
They really need to do something with that. For real. He really need to do something with that.
I swear, if he don't really do that show, I'm going to be mad. Bobby Brown. This is just a classic.
Yeah.
Nelly up there. Who is Nelly married to? Nelly ain't even married. What the fuck is
he doing?
You know how they be doing, though. How they be doing that on the show? Bitches don't even marry. They just be up there. Why are you a housewife? You ain't even got no husband.
Exactly.
But that's how they be having the shows popping off. That shit was funny.
Yeah, man. Hey, but y'all, we appreciate y'all calling in and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? About to get your opinions on the awards and whatnot. Topaz, you still on the line? Topaz.
She on here?
I think she went off. Yeah, I think she went off.
Okay.
LA Drina, Marley, we appreciate y'all calling in, weighing in your opinions about the awards and whatnot. Marley, we appreciate you calling back in, you know what I'm saying?
I heard my girls on here, so I rarely get to talk to them at the same time, so, you know.
That's right. I love you, Marley B. You did your thing with music and everything. That acapella, you feel me? I can't wait to see you, you know what I'm saying, at the next function.
Thank you, girl.
We on the bus with it. We doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? Can't wait to see Topaz, too. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it in right here with the Bang Out family. Y'all have a good night. Salute.
All right, sir. You too.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy out there. We appreciate y'all calling in and whatnot. But Topaz, you on the line still? All right, man. But coming about to that time, you already know what it is.
Yeah, man. It's about that time. The time where we all dread.
Trying to wrap it up like a burrito, y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give a shout-out to all our callers that, you know what I'm saying, that called in and whatnot, show love and everything and such, and everybody's out there doing their thing. Shout-out to Florida, man. They stepped in and rep today and all that goodness.
Yeah.
Any more shout-outs, Jay?
Oh, man, just shout-out to the whole Bang Out fam, all the callers, all the listeners, you know, shout out to Lady Granite. She's over there doing her thing, keeping this show running. She's like the engine, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Engine, man. We just driving the engine and makes it run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Working these boards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Working everything. So, man, shout out to everybody, the whole Bang Out team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From Monday to Saturday. You know what I'm saying? You know us, Grind Network. You know what I'm saying? LA Drina, Marley B. What's Good Wednesdays, Topaz. You know what I'm saying? Our Sexy Saturdays, Erica and Baby G, you know what I'm saying? Everybody out there is doing something with Bang Out. Shout out to everybody that's out there doing something, getting off your ass and grinding out there, man.
Yeah,
we love y'all out there, all the indie artists.
Yeah.
Shout out to the team, Hitman. You know what I'm saying? Hitman Boss Gang in the building, man. You already know what it is.
Oh yeah, most dear.
Most deaf, man. But it, yeah, but it's a good show, man. We're gonna end it off with the Sheep Boss Topaz. You there?
Who's Topaz? You talking to me?
Who is this?
What is this?
Who is this?
This
I heard
is Say-Q.
I heard. This is who?
Say-Q.
Say-Q?
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, wow.
Doing?
I thought I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, you on the video?
Okay.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. My wife was online and she came across your guys' site, so she was like, "Hey, babe, go ahead and hop on." And I was listening, and I was like, "Okay, I'm in the queue," so I figured somebody was gonna scream to say something to me, and I was like, "Okay."
Man, we had a slight malfunction, man. We sorry about that. I knew I heard something else on there, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, it's cool. I heard Toka. I was like, "Who's the Toka Pez?"
We calling the wrong number, man.
Hey, he might have to.
Yeah, man, you got any shout outs before we go?
Yeah, basically, real quick, I just wanted to take the time to, you know, pump my single real fast if you don't mind.
Yeah,
you know
go ahead.
My name is Sake.